Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Your clothing did not wax old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall also consider in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so Yahweh your Elohim chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your Elohim brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig brass. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless Yahweh your Elohim for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget Yahweh your Elohim in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and dwelt in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought you forth out of the rock of flint, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you, to do you good at your latter end. And you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But you shall remember Yahweh your Elohim, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if you do at all forget Yahweh your Elohim, and walk after other Elohim, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which Yahweh destroyed before your face, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. End of chapter.